Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Arthur Nguak, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Then the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. Of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the cool videos and photos and stuff of animals, and especially the first one, the haystack of leaves. It's one of those ones that says, wait for it. You know, and it is just the cutest video, and definitely could be my Robbie dog, because he buries himself in the leaves too. And gosh, they have so much fun this time of year. So check it out. Alrighty then. It is hard to believe, at least for me, but it's the 3rd of October already. That means Halloween's coming up. Yikes. And the weather's changing. It's rainy now and all of that. And is looking any better down there, Nathan? We're getting
still
any clearer?
About the same. Looking outside okay. There.
All right. All right. Well, hopefully we still got a couple hours till the Mariners play, right? So it can still lighten up a bit.
Not if it doesn't. You know, they got the roof. They can close
better.
It over.
Yeah. Looks a little bit better down there. It's a little clearer. Not quite as misty through the whole photographs or the whole picture there, so that's good. And I think the drizzle has slowed down, maybe even stopped up here, so maybe it is kind of lightening up, so that's good. Alrighty, so we're thinking good thoughts for the Mariners this afternoon, and we are going to get back to the theme of the day: shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And one of those people that helps our animals more than most would be Eileen Weintraub. She is the founder and head honcho at Help Animals India, one of my favorite organizations. And good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha, and let's get on the love train to India and Nepal.
Woohoo! Yay! So, for anybody who hasn't heard us before, why don't you give us a lowdown on what is Help Animals India?
Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit, and we give grants, training, and advice to animal groups, animal shelters, animal rescuers, and animal awareness people throughout India and Nepal as we can, because there's a lot of street animals and a lot of great rescuers and activists that we can support, that we love to help in our what I call our worldwide circle of kindness. So it goes around and around the world. And
So you're a big part of the love train in India, and I think this whole project, Help Animals India, has existed for quite a while. How long ago did you start this organization?
Well, we didn't officially start until 2008, but as soon as everyone started getting online in the 90s, I started getting involved. And as a long-time practitioner of Eastern religions and a long-time rescuer of animals, when I heard about the animal shelters in India, somehow I said, that's for me. And I started getting involved.
And you actually traveled to India, didn't you? So you got to see firsthand a lot of what's going on over there.
Yeah, 10 trips to the east.
Wow.
And we were there for a lot of different events. There's what I always say, India is an equal opportunity disaster employer, because there's lots of work for everyone. And we do get, you know, they just had another cyclone, and there's lots of work for everyone to do to help. And since I have been helping, the dollar has strengthened, and it goes twice as far as it did when I first started.
Wow. Yeah, and so we can actually help more because our money is worth more over there. And what I really appreciate, Eileen, about you and about Help Animals India, A is of course the intense need for in India of the animals, but also because you aren't just like one little organization. One little group or place that you support. You have put together such an incredible organization here, and that you it allows you to, in different ways, support all of the different kinds of animals and shelters or rescues or help or whatever that goes on around India. Because it's a big country. It's different here than the United States. I mean, the climate's different, and so the animals are different and all of
Oh,
that. But
everything's different. Well,
yeah,
we
and they
wanted
live
to
with
help.
animals differently than we do here, and it really so not, but the wonders of Help Animals India is that you guys have your fingers in like all the pies over there, and can do money here and there and for different kinds of animals, and I love supporting you because your support goes so far. It
Well,
really is incredible work.
We do help a lot of groups, but we're just a small a part of that. We're so far, we're on the other side of the world, but there's a lot of other people from England and Australia that have been helping also all these years. And as the years go by, the activists in India are getting better and better, and they're helping more and more. Well, I just got a video of a small boy who is feeding his community dogs, as I keep telling you, 35 million street
Yeah, did
dogs.
you hear that, folks? Street dogs, because they don't dogs don't live the same kind of life in India that they do here. Street dogs is the way of life. But did you hear that number?
Well, for
35 million.
well, so this
Holy
young
moly.
boy, he feeds 60 community dogs a day.
60.
And
60 a
that's
day. Wow.
great, and he has a heart of gold, but we also have to get the dogs spayed, neutered, and rabies vaccinated, and that's part of our mission to keep doing
Oh,
that,
and you have a
training the vets.
wonderful kitty saying hello.
Yeah,
What's your kitty's name?
that's a Meacham,
Hey,
and he's
Meacham.
a recent rescue in our area. So
Oh, and now is he the orange one you sent me the picture of?
he's.
Hey, Meacham, it's Aunt Martha. Meow, meow, meow. I love it
Yeah,
when
well,
animals
I
talk
got
on the
him trained
show.
up for the treats, and it's not, he's spoiled already.
But I love it when animals chime in on the show. It's like, oh. You can't pay them to do it, so it's wonderful when they do.
We ran into a school teacher yesterday, and she was doing Zoom with all the disabled children, but she had a dog, and the kids loved to see the dog on the Zoom. So,
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
And it's not just the street dogs in India. They have we have pet therapy dogs also, and of course pet dogs, and just every kind of dog and every other kind of animal imaginable
Yeah,
in every
but things that
situation.
you have to work, be concerned about over there. For example, I mean, we don't have to talk about rabies a lot in this country, because we vaccinate our animals, and no, it's around, but it's not that prevalent. But it's really a problem in India, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're just getting off of what's called World Rabies Day. It was September 28th, and we had a big push educate people to vaccinate their own dogs, their community dogs, and we were sponsoring the groups to do that, to go out and also give a lot of education in the classrooms how to interact with community dogs, so you don't get bit. And there's dogs all over. People just need to live with them. They were killing the dogs for many years, especially the British in India, and that didn't work. So we just try to keep this, the population down with spay neuter and make sure that we have a rabies free India. They're aiming for rabies free India by 2030. Because there's no more terrible disease, and than rabies.
Well, it is a horrible disease, and then the biggest problem is that it's contagious to humans.
Yeah,
and, humans can get it.
When
isn't
we say
just
rabies
a
free, we mean, you know, no human deaths from rabies. But, you know, I wanted to talk. That was Rabies Day on September, but now we're into October. And I
there's
really
a lot of special
all the wonderful days in October that we're having
right
now.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, fortunately, I mean, Eileen knows that Aunt Martha is up to her eyeballs in plumbing floods. And I just am crazy right now. But thanks to Eileen, I know she sent me, you did wonderful work, all kinds of special days in October. And we just kind of recently missed some of them.
Well, we're right in the midst of them, if I can just talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, it's actually the whole month. And it starts off with World Vegetarian Day on October 1st. And
so that was, that was Friday.
Yeah.
No, that was World Vegetarian Day?
Yes. And then World Farm Animals Day is was yesterday, and that was Mahatma Gandhi's birthday. And it's also the day that in India they celebrate Gandhi. They call it Gandhi Jayanti. So that was in honor of all the farm animals. That was yesterday.
And then tomorrow.
Tomorrow is World Animal Day, October 4th. And that's the oldest holiday because that is St. Francis of Assisi's day. And that is celebrated worldwide. And maybe people have heard of the churches when they were open, more have the blessing of the animals. And that's where people bring their animals to the church and get a blessing. And maybe you've seen long lines of people, you know, any animal that
right
they bring, you know, their ferrets or more exotic animals or just cats and dogs and getting a blessing. And then also the World Animal Day, there's events worldwide. And this whole month is for the awareness of treating animals better. And the end of it is November 1st, which is a World Vegan Day. So all these holidays have started, and we're just trying to spread the word about that.
Yeah, and you know, it used to be, Eileen, you know, before COVID and the pandemic, all kinds of churches in our area did, you know, a blessing of the animals on, you know, the Sunday closest to St. Francis Day, you know, his feast day. And it would be all over that. But then we had the lockdown, you know, and it didn't happen. Now I'm not sure what's going on other than now you found in the Shoreline news that St. Dunstan's is doing a blessing of the animals.
That's happening right now. Yeah.
Yeah, right now. It started at 10. I announced it first thing this morning in case anybody wanted to go. You know, told everybody that you sent it in because you found the announcement in the Shoreline news, right?
Yes.
And it's the St. Dunstan's start at 10. And you know, the normal drill, you know, the animals are welcome in the sanctuary, but should be on leash or crates and all of that. And then they do a special blessing and so forth. I would imagine that's probably happening in other churches in the area because, you know, things have opened up a bit, but I didn't get any notifications, from anybody. So I don't know where these celebrations
well,
are going on.
Happening worldwide and, you go into the World Animal Day, website, you can see all the events that are happening.
So it's a World Animal Day. There's a website for that.
Yeah,
and then talk
it's
about
not
everything.
The blessing of the animals. There's all sorts of different events and marches, and maybe not so much here. I don't know.
Yeah, you've got there's all well,
focused
and there's
on
all kinds of stuff.
Sports or drippiness or World Animal Day. And it comes up right away. Well, that's on Wikipedia, but you can read all about it.
Yeah, and you sent out a bunch of great information about, even you sent out a note that Western Australia, their Animal Welfare Awards, they're celebrating on World Animal Day. So this truly is going on all over the world. Interesting.
Yeah, and it actually started a long time ago, so it's been around for many decades.
All right. Okay, we are going to we got to take take care of our advertisers here for the first time this hour. So let's do that, and then we will continue with Help Animals India. Eileen is with us, and we'll find out more about what's going on and what they need help with and whatever else we can chat about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, and his contact information has changed, but the old stuff still works. But you can find him at spiritualpetconnection.com, spiritualpetconnection.com. And boy, he and I have, we're having to be in touch a lot these days. Some of the behavior cases with dogs that I'm seeing are some of the most complicated situations with dogs and behavior that I've ever seen in my career. A lot of it, so much of it has to do with COVID and the lockdown and the change and all of that. But with Nels and I both working, doing what we do for these clients and the animals, we are seeing miracles happen and behavior changing. And I just can't tell you what a gift he is. So remember that he always does, you know, a free telephone evaluation. So if you're interested in the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program or in treatment for your animal friends, be sure and check him out, spiritualpetconnection.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates, and you get links on the show and interviews on the show and all that good stuff. And all you have to do to get started is, well, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just pick up your phone and call me. Well, not now, I'm on the radio, but you can call me later. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are in middle conversation with Help Animals India. Eileen is my guest, and good morning again, Eileen.
Hi, good morning.
Happy October.
Yeah,
it looks like we're celebrating all kinds of stuff all month long.
Yeah, and we have another celebration, if I could mention. I think
Please.
That we were talking about the third elephant that we just rescued.
So oh,
I'd
wow.
Like to talk
okay.
a little bit about her.
Yeah, yeah, because that's one of the other kinds of animals that you have to deal with in India are elephants.
Well, elephants are in captivity, in many difficult situations, and especially with the pandemic, they weren't treated very well. So
Eileen, let me ask you a question. This may be a stupid question, but I'm asking it anyway. In India, are there elephants in the wild in India, or are they all in captivity?
Yes. There's about 25,000 elephants in the wild.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And 2,500 elephants in captivity.
Okay.
And,
okay.
The elephants in the wild, there used to be hundreds of thousands of elephants.
Right.
And the elephants in the wild are threatened by habitat loss, chiefly, and poaching, and just human overpopulation. 1.3 billion people on the landmass, one third the size of the United States. Farmers, these are very, very poor farmers, and they don't always want elephants tromping through their fields. So,
gotcha.
Not everyone's thrilled to have elephants in their area. So, but I'd like to talk about the one elephant that we just managed to rescue.
Absolutely.
Her name is Durga Parvati, and Durga is a Hindu goddess, and she's 22 years old, but she lived two decades in a cloistered shed in the middle of the city's busiest traffic. She had never been left free of chains, and she never had access to grass, dust, mud, rain, and everything important in an elephant's life.
Oh my God, for 20 years?
Yeah, so we finally rescued her, and she forgot what it was like to be an elephant when she came.
Yeah. No, well, now, what did you said that she was on a chain for those 20 years and never got ground or anything? What else? Were they doing anything with her? Did she give rides or do tricks, or what was she in captivity for?
Well, they like to give blessings. It's a cultural religious issue. I'd rather not talk about.
So it's an entertainment type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
And there's many elephants in her position.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so
you said 2,500.
What it was like to be an elephant. She was scared and disoriented. But we have two other elephants that I've been very honored to meet in person.
Ooh.
And the two other female elephants reached out to her and soothed her fears. And now she is so happy to be there.
Wow.
And it's a delight to watch her. I've gotten some videos. She's making shy overtures to them, wanting to be their friend. She loves chatting and squeaking to humans and is very tolerant of foot care. Her pants are in very bad condition. And they need special care. So all three elephants are great friends now, and we hope to get more. They want to get up to 18 eventually.
Well,
but,
so this
know,
is some kind
project.
Of animals.
It's very expensive to rescue elephants.
Oh, of course. Now, and is this some kind of elephant sanctuary that they're at
south
now?
South of Bangalore. Bangalore is in South India, and it's a. Right now, they have a few acres of land, and they hope to expand it.
Well, and you just said that they hope to be able to rescue another 18 elephants.
Well, eventually.
Or totally 18 total.
Eventually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And they've got three now.
Yeah, and we followed all the stories of the three because they've come just the last 10 years or so, and each one is a delight and. We love all animals, but there's something about being next to an elephant that's all animals are magical, but elephants are really magical.
Yeah, you said, Eileen, that the two other female elephants that are at this sanctuary, you said you've actually met them in person. Did you say?
Yes, that was the highlight of my trip.
Wow!
Yeah, one elephant was a former logging elephant.
Oh.
So they, when you, some of the roads and there's no roads to get the logs out. So they use elephants sometimes.
Yeah, I think I've actually seen photos or videos of the elephants harnessed up and, they like hook the logs to them and they pull the logs out of the area.
Yeah, they're very strong.
Of course.
Well,
absolutely.
So elephants are, you know, a big part of India for many thousands of years. And we have our ideas as how they should be treated, and they should be free and not have to be a human, a slave to humans. So.
But how rewarding it must be, Eileen, to be able to watch the newcomer, this latest rescue female, to see her be able to blossom and discover what life really is, and to start building those friendships with the other elephants. I just feel so touched and a really feeling of relief for this elephant.
Well,
that's got to be heartwarming
for any animal that's rescued, and as animal rescuers, we know that, people who who help in whatever ways they can, but it does seem like it's giant sized when it's elephant.
yeah, and they need lots of space, and of course everything cost wise, when you're dealing with animals that large, everything is expensive. But bless your heart for the work that's going on. And, at least you're three down, another 2,500 to go. but you're making progress, so that's great.
Yeah, and due to the pandemic, some of these places are more willing to hand them over because they're having trouble feeding them. And that same true with some of the horses that were giving joyrides, and so a lot of the horses were abandoned on the street. So, it's been a really tough time, but the pandemic is slowing down there. Things are improving.
I was just going to ask you about that, because we know India had a really tough time for a while, and it was really bad. So what is going on with them pandemic-wise?
Well, it's still not 100% normal. There's still curfews.
Okay.
In place, I heard in after 9 p.m., which is actually getting less animals hit on the street, because less animals getting run over, less traffic. But it's just about the same as here. It varies according to the state, and people are pretty much wearing masks, sort of here and there, and they're it's kind of similar to here.
Okay. But so the local businesses have opened up, and so they're, because there was a big problem in feeding the street dogs and so forth when everything locked down, because they would rely on scraps from restaurants and all that sort of stuff. And when all of that was closed down, we had a lot of dogs.
Still feed the dogs no matter what. And we're just trying to promote a spay neuter also, And that goes for animals in this country. If you're feeding feral cats, you should have to get them spay neutered, because nature had so many animals in a litter for a reason. They didn't survive. So if we're helping them survive by feeding them, we have to intervene, because we've intervened already by feeding them, and we have to intervene further by doing spay neuter and
it reminded me of a story, Eileen, because there are different sides to the story. When you feed, animals, when I was out in my farm in Sultan, I had a big horse, arena. And there were, pigeons that lived in the rafters and would hang out on the arena. The people I bought that property from had discouraged them and all of that. But then I moved in, and really, I didn't know what I was doing on a farm and, out in the country. I grew up in the city. But, there's me loving animals, and I don't want anybody to starve. And one of the pigeons died, and I took it to someone to find out why. They said, well, it starved to death. And I said, oh, geez, can't have that. So I started getting chicken crack corn, to feed the pigeons. And so I would put that out for them every day. Well, when I started feeding them, they start eating. And of course, then there's a food source, so we invite more pigeons. And when I had like 8 pigeons that I thought were starving, I started to feed them. I mean, turn around and blink. It was really fast, Eileen. All of a sudden, I had 200 pigeons.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and yeah, you know,
well,
and then that
lots
became
of areas in the world that have many pigeons.
Yeah, so it became a real problem, and I had created it. So I had to go. I went out in meditation and talked to Mother Nature and said, you know, gosh, I really messed up here. There needs to be a balance. Please send help. Well, I had a red-tailed hawk, a Cooper hawk, and a barred owl.
Okay, we don't want to hear about the hawks right now.
Well, right, but I, you know, I'm just letting you know, you have to, you know, when we're feeding animals and stuff, you know, you want to look at the whole picture.
Yeah,
and
well,
so,
just talking about dogs and cats, you know, it's pretty
right.
much. But, yeah, we see.
You know, over in, what I'm going to get at is that in India, you know, I mean, you know, feeding the animals and so forth, that makes room for more. But automatic spaying and neutering is not something that was normal in India. Isn't it? It's just really taking hold, isn't it? And,
well,
and getting people educated about spaying and neutering.
No,
it's
not really taking hold. It's just in some areas that we can manage to fund it.
No, okay.
It's
yeah. But it is important that we support Help Animals India and get the money over there because, you know, veterinarians are being educated and being able to do spays and neuters and that sort of thing. And but like Eileen says, they need to be able to fund it. And,
yeah, I mean, it there's a lot of problems. I'm not even getting into the monkeys.
Ooh, well, tell us something about the monkeys.
Well, not everyone likes the monkeys, and
oh, really?
Yeah, so they get into trouble. They call it the monkey menace.
Ooh.
And you know, they're just running around and creating havoc, just like Curious George, you know.
right.
And they're it's not an easy animal birth control situation. So.
Oh no, that's fascinating. Cause,
yeah, but we, you know, we do rescue monkeys if they get into trouble and
they get
injured and especially, you know, sometimes they fall down and they hurt themselves or they get run over. So
there is some rescue involved for the monkeys. Now you breezed over it, but you mentioned something about, you know, birth control and so forth. We haven't talked about this that I recall. Is there any kind of plan to spay or neuter the monkeys?
There is. It's not an easy operation. And then, you know, then there's.
I don't imagine it would be.
We don't have time to talk about all the oral birth control that. You know, they have that problem in this country also, where, you know, we want to give, you know, there's too many deer, there's too many, so there's different types of oral contraceptives for animals, and that's being worked on worldwide, and we hope there's a solution for a really good pill in the next decade or so for all the animals that need it.
Wonderful. Well, it really sounds like you've got a handle on pretty much all the different kinds of animals and the different kinds of problems that go on in India. And, you know, you kind of are able to support all of these different organizations. And
well, we do it. It sounds like a big effort from here, but it's a very small effort. We're very humble. A small group, actually, but we make a big difference, and we get inquiries with, you know, a name like Help Animals India. It's a big name, so
we get
inquiries all the time by email. Oh, please help my dog! Please help this! Please help that!
Oh,
and so we refer them to other volunteers in their area that they don't know about. So it's a network. And. And sometimes just an encouraging email back and helps them. And, you know, even if we can't help directly, we'll give them some ideas. And so we get a lot of inquiries like that. And that's another service we do.
That's what. So the people that are inquiring, these would be people living in India that have animals that need help. And so they see the name Help Animals India and contact you to say, hey, I have an animal that needs help.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Well, but how wonderful that you don't just ignore them, that you try to help and refer them.
Yeah, even though it says all over the contact form, here's your local animal shelter. Don't. But they write anyhow. So we always respond.
Oh, wonderful. So tell us, you know, for anyone who's listening that doesn't know about Help Animals India, how can we get involved? How can we learn more? How can we help? Give us the details.
Well, hopefully you can go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org. And if you do social media at all, we post daily. And actually, I'm just going to post a dog that was rescued with all her puppies. We have a new video we're going to post, and we don't show any of the difficult to look at situations, but you know, mostly the happy stories of how we're helping. And then I have an email that I send out just every 2 months. And when you go on the website helpanimalsindia.org, it has just add your email. It's very easy. And then you can keep up with us and encourage me right here in you know, Seattle area. And of course, if you can donate anything, that's wonderful. So anything, just send us your good wishes if you have time also, and just keep encouraging us.
Yeah, and it's absolutely wonderful, folks. You go to helpanimalsindia.org. It is one of the best websites, in my opinion, that I've ever experienced. I mean, incredible photographs and stories and videos, and man, it's wonderfully educational. And
also, if I could just say, on our website under Learn More, we talk about the cow, why there are cows all over the street, why there are dogs all over this, you know, and just all the information to educate people about this fascinating part of the world. And India is, you know, 1/7 of the world population, and
wow.
You can learn more about India. It's wonderful to go there and find out more.
Yeah, and it is really wonderful also to know that, you know, kind of Eileen oversees this, and the money that we donate, it goes to help all of these different kinds of animals in India, and all of these different organizations and those that need help. So, and you can tell, you know, there's the street dogs, and then there's cats. We haven't even talked about those, but then we got the elephants and the monkeys, and I know there's other kind of, you know, animals as well.
But if you really specify if you want to help a particular kind of animal or even a particular area in India, you can specify.
Wonderful. So you can specify where you want your money to go. I know I had a very difficult time remembering to make a donation every month, so I set it up so that it's automatic, and it's real easy to do from the website helpanimalsindia.org. You know, you can set up a regular monthly donation, then you don't even have to think about it. But I will tell you, Eileen, I'm going to make some changes once this house thing gets done, and I'm going to shift where I'm donating. So I expect by next month sometime to be able to increase the amount that I'm donating, because I really so appreciate the work that you're doing. I want to help
you,
more
Martha, helping us and helping so many groups and just bringing such good energy.
Well, wonderful. So, hey, everybody, I want you to join me. You know, you're get on the love train. Let's get on the Help Animals India train, because we got Eileen directing all of this. And so we know our money is truly going to help, and our money's worth more over there, so we can make a bigger impact. Get on helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter. Eileen does not bombard you with a bunch of emails. The emails are few and far between that she sends out, but they're always packed with phenomenal information and great detail. So helpanimalsindia.org, and donate what you can. And as Eileen said, and please send prayers and support for them, as there just is such a great need for the animals, and of course the animals all over the world. But boy, Eileen, I sure appreciate all the great work that you do, and thank you for all the wonderful stuff you send me. And you certainly helped me covering a lot of bases while I'm up to my eyeballs in a flood. I appreciate it.
Okay, Martha, take care, and just remember, it's a whole month for the animals. So
whole month for the animals. Okay. You betcha. And tomorrow is St. Francis Day, so say an extra prayer. to St. Francis. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eileen. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I think we didn't take care of advertisers yet. We better do that, huh, Nathan? Yeah. All righty. So we're going to take care of advertisers. Not much. I got one new thing on current events. Tell you about that when we continue. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She's our animal communicator and medium and personal awareness coach. Gosh, she's been doing a great job for us here on Animal World and serving you guys. And she's seems to be quite accurate with a lot of detail stuff. And look forward to having her in the studio with me again in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, if you would like to take advantage of any of the classes that she gives, that she schedules on a custom basis, or if you'd like a private reading from Natasha, now you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com, or you can call her for a reading at 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. We also holding space for Jude Ponton, as always, and Whispering Dragon in the center in Seattle. You can find her at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And she's working 2 days a week now, on Wednesdays and Fridays, and also teach classes. So things are picking up, but she needs a lot of prayers and a lot of support, because in things now, more changes can start happening, and we're working on all of that. So again, whispering-dragon.com, or give Jude a call. She can work with you on, in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, and you can actually join her in the gong room, which is a phenomenal experience, or she can work with you remotely. The number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot going on current events wise for a while, you know, with COVID and all of that stuff. But so I don't have anything immediate coming up, but I can tell you and remind you, as we just talked about with Eileen, that tomorrow, October 4th, is World Animal Day, and you could Google that, World Animal Day, because there's all kinds of things going on around the world to celebrate this. We have the blessing of the animals, of course, going on today, but just look at this, what I've got here. I'm not going to give you the details, but Taipei City Animal Protection Event tomorrow. A pet care and first aid course in Egypt. Well, that's tomorrow. I don't think you can get there in time. United Kingdom beach and river bank cleanup. So you might be able to find something like that going on around here. RSPCA Western Australia Animal Welfare Awards. And they are celebrating those tomorrow. Recognizing acts of bravery, compassion, and advocacy. So a lot of great celebrations going around. So look for one near you.
And it's also the Salmon Days, too.
Is it Salmon Days tomorrow as well?
It was actually yesterday today. This weekend.
Oh, there's usually stuff out in Issaquah going on Salmon Days, isn't there?
Yep, that's where it is.
Okay, see, so I'm not completely out of sync here. So Salmon Days going on in Issaquah, and it's lightening up a little bit here, Nathan. I think the drizzle has stopped. That looks to me like the drizzle's kind of stopped down there too.
For the most part, Seattle is becoming a little bit more visible now.
Well, I can't see it. Your eyes must be better than mine. But hopefully that's going to start lightening up. Got another hour and 5 minutes here, so it's got to lighten up for the Mariners game. Oh, and hey, Nathan. Mm-hmm. Before I tell you what's going on and current events, I'm wondering, you're such an avid Mariner fan, and what game last night, how come you're not going to the game today?
I think everybody listening understands why, because I'm here.
Okay, so I appreciate that you didn't blow us off and go to the game instead. It's nice of you to be here.
Oh, it'd be a very exciting one if they win, for sure. I mean, the crowd was amazing today, but if things go well today, it'll be even double what it was yesterday. So,
well, you know, I can tell you from past experience, you know, long before your time, when, you know, Gary Hill, of course, you know, who is the sports mm-hmm. guy, who we hear him, you know, doing all kinds of sports stuff these days. Gary was my production engineer, and he was very adept, Nathan, at running the shows and doing everything he had to do radio wise. But he still kept like two TVs on to watch all the sporting events. So I bet you could watch the Mariners this afternoon and still run the station okay, and nobody know.
That's what I'll maybe have to do, but I'll tell you this much. There's more than just the Mariners I'll have to pay attention to. There's four teams playing at the same exact time competing for that, you know, four slots at the wild card. So
okay, now, so I guess that was Gary's real job and his real passion, so he was good at that. He could have kept up with that, mm-hmm. no problem. But I guess that's not your job, so you'll have to work on it. But anyway, before we run out of time here, we don't need the current events music because there's nothing really happening except to tell you, here's a big announcement from Seattle Humane. You know, they had hoped to be able to do the Tuxes and Tails in person this year. They had it scheduled that way, and at the last minute had to go to virtual only because of the virus. But their wishful thinking, I got this press release, Friday, save the date, May 7th, 2022. Join us, Seattle Humane says, for our 125th anniversary Tuxes and Tails Gala. Now, before COVID, the Tuxes and Tails was always in May, but it just ended up being in September this year because of the virus and everything. Well, they're going back to the May date, so it can happen sooner following the Tuxes and Tails that just happened. And they say they're excited to celebrate 125 years of saving lives, completing families, and keeping pets in loving homes. Throughout 2022, there will be an array of community events, partnerships, and special moments to mark this milestone. And we hope you'll join us for the most special Seattle Humane's 125th anniversary Tuxes and Tails Gala. So wishful thinking, they're hoping that they're going to be able to do it in person May 7th, 2022. So think positive and put it on your schedule. So that's kind of exciting that maybe they'll actually be able to do a Tuxes and Tails in person. Let's see. I always usually tell you about next week is second Sunday of the month. So that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Matt Rasmussen will be in the studio with us to do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. So I hope you'll plan to join us next week. And now it is time once more to get on the love train for the last time this week to energize us up for the day, for the week. And I don't know about you, but I always find that the affirmations and prayers to start with and then the love train a couple of times, I always come out of the show now with lots of great energy. So I hope you do too. And just so you know, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet and come join me on the love train. I'll be cruising through your home to pick you up. So get ready for the love train, and I always energize it up with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.